The Autobiography of Malcolm X. By Alex Haley. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Autobiography of Malcolm X, written by Alex Haley and Malcolm X, is an autobiography of Malcolm X, an African-American civil rights leader. The book chronicles Malcolm X's life from his childhood in Michigan to his assassination in 1965. It covers his early life, his involvement in the Nation of Islam, his travels to the Middle East and Africa, and his eventual break with the Nation of Islam. The book also covers his views on race, religion, and politics, and his efforts to promote civil rights for African Americans. The book begins with Malcolm X's childhood in Lansing, Michigan. He was born Malcolm Little, the son of a Baptist preacher. His father was an outspoken advocate for black rights, and his mother was a homemaker. Malcolm's father was killed when he was 6 years old, and his mother was institutionalized shortly thereafter. Malcolm and his siblings were sent to live with various relatives. Malcolm eventually moved to Boston and then to New York City, where he became involved in criminal activities. Malcolm was eventually sent to prison for burglary. While in prison, he became interested in the Nation of Islam, a black nationalist organization. He was released from prison in 1952 and joined the Nation of Islam. He changed his name to Malcolm X and became a prominent leader in the organization. He traveled extensively, speaking to audiences about the Nation of Islam and advocating for civil rights for African Americans. He also wrote articles and books about his views on race, religion, and politics. In 1964, Malcolm X left the Nation of Islam and began to pursue a more moderate approach to civil rights. He traveled to the Middle East and Africa, where he was exposed to different cultures and religions. He also began to speak out against racism and injustice. In 1965, he was assassinated in New York City. The Autobiography of Malcolm X is an important document of his life and legacy. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Malcolm X's early life. Malcolm X was born in Omaha, Nebraska in 1925 and grew up in Lansing, Michigan. He experienced a difficult childhood, living in poverty and without a father. Malcolm X was born in Omaha, Nebraska in 1925 and grew up in Lansing, Michigan. He experienced a difficult childhood, living in poverty and without a father. His mother, Louise Norton Little, was a homemaker occupied with the family's 8 children. His father, Earl Little, was an outspoken Baptist minister and avid supporter of black nationalist leader Marcus Garvey. Earl's civil rights activism prompted death threats from the white supremacist organization Black Legion, forcing the family to relocate twice before Malcolm's 4th birthday. Malcolm's mother suffered a nervous breakdown shortly after the move, and the children were split up and sent to various foster homes or to live with relatives. Malcolm was sent to a foster home where he was mistreated and eventually ran away. He dropped out of school at the age of 15 and moved to Boston, where he became involved in criminal activities. He was arrested and sentenced to 10 years in prison in 1946. In prison, Malcolm began to educate himself and became a devoted follower of the Nation of Islam. He was released in 1952 and quickly rose to become one of the organization's most influential leaders. He changed his surname to X to symbolize his lost African tribal name. He also became an inspirational speaker and a prominent figure in the civil rights movement. Main idea number 2. Malcolm X's involvement in crime. Malcolm X became involved in criminal activities as a young man, eventually being sent to prison for burglary. While in prison, he became a member of the Nation of Islam. Malcolm X became involved in criminal activities as a young man, eventually being sent to prison for burglary. While in prison, he was exposed to the teachings of the Nation of Islam, which he embraced and became a member of. He was deeply influenced by the Nation of Islam's teachings, which he believed provided him with a sense of purpose and direction. He was also inspired by the Nation of Islam's commitment to racial justice and equality. Malcolm X was an active member of the Nation of Islam, and he was instrumental in spreading its message to the African-American community. He was a powerful speaker and a passionate advocate for the rights of African-Americans. He was also a vocal critic of white supremacy and racism, and he was unafraid to speak out against injustice. He was a major figure in the civil rights movement, and his legacy continues to inspire people today. Malcolm X's involvement in crime was a major part of his life, but it was also a part of his transformation. His experience in prison allowed him to discover a new purpose and direction in life, and it was through his involvement in the Nation of Islam that he was able to become a powerful advocate for racial justice and equality. His legacy continues to inspire people today, and his involvement in crime is a reminder of the power of transformation and redemption. Main idea number 3. Malcolm X's conversion to Islam. Malcolm X converted to the Nation of Islam while in prison, and upon his release, he became a devoted follower of Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X's conversion to Islam began while he was in prison. He had been searching for a sense of purpose and direction in his life, and he found it in the teachings of the Nation of Islam. He was particularly drawn to the idea of black pride and self-determination, and he was inspired by the example of Elijah Muhammad, the leader of the Nation of Islam. After his release from prison, Malcolm X devoted himself to the teachings of the Nation of Islam and became a powerful and influential leader in the movement. Malcolm X was a passionate advocate for the Nation of Islam and its teachings. He was a tireless speaker and organizer, traveling around the country to spread the message of black pride and self-determination. He was also a prolific writer, penning essays and articles that were widely read and discussed. He was a powerful voice for the Nation of Islam, and his conversion to Islam was a major factor in the growth of the movement. Malcolm X's conversion to Islam was a major turning point in his life. He found a sense of purpose and direction, and he was able to use his newfound faith to become a powerful advocate for the Nation of Islam. His conversion to Islam was a major factor in the growth of the movement, and his legacy continues to inspire people around the world. Main idea number 4. Malcolm X's rise to prominence. Malcolm X quickly rose to prominence within the Nation of Islam, becoming a powerful and influential leader. He was known for his passionate speeches and his commitment to the cause. Malcolm X quickly rose to prominence within the Nation of Islam, becoming a powerful and influential leader. He was known for his passionate speeches and his commitment to the cause. His charisma and unwavering dedication to the cause of black liberation made him a powerful figure in the civil rights movement. He was a vocal advocate for black pride and self-determination, and his fiery rhetoric inspired many to take action. He was also a fierce critic of white supremacy and racism, and his words often challenged the status quo. He was a tireless organizer and a powerful orator, and his speeches were often met with standing ovations. His commitment to the cause of black liberation was unwavering, and his legacy continues to inspire people to this day. Malcolm X's rise to prominence was not without its challenges. He faced criticism from both within and outside of the Nation of Islam, and his views were often seen as too radical. He was also targeted by the FBI and other government agencies, and his life was constantly in danger. Despite these challenges, Malcolm X remained committed to his cause and continued to fight for the rights of African Americans. His legacy continues to inspire people to this day, and his words still resonate with those who seek justice and equality. Main idea number 5. Malcolm X's split from the Nation of Islam. Malcolm X eventually split from the Nation of Islam due to disagreements with Elijah Muhammad. He then formed his own organization, the Organization of Afro-American Unity. Malcolm X had been a devoted follower of Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam for many years, but eventually he began to have disagreements with the leader. He felt that Elijah Muhammad was not doing enough to help the African-American community, and he was also concerned about the Nation of Islam's lack of involvement in the civil rights movement. As a result, Malcolm X decided to leave the Nation of Islam and form his own organization, the Organization of Afro-American Unity. This organization was dedicated to helping African Americans achieve equality and justice in the United States. Malcolm X believed that the only way to achieve true freedom and justice was through self-determination and self-defense. He also believed that African Americans should be able to control their own destiny and not be dependent on the government or other outside forces. Malcolm X's split from the Nation of Islam was a major turning point in his life. He was no longer a part of the organization that had been his home for so many years, and he was now on his own. He was determined to make a difference in the African American community and to fight for justice and equality. He was also determined to spread his message of self-determination and self-defense to the African American community. Malcolm X's split from the Nation of Islam was a major event in the civil rights movement, and it helped to bring attention to the plight of African Americans in the United States. Main idea number 6. Malcolm X's pilgrimage to Mecca. Malcolm X made a pilgrimage to Mecca, where he experienced a spiritual awakening and changed his views on race and religion. In April 1964, Malcolm X made a pilgrimage to Mecca, a journey that would forever change his life. He was overwhelmed by the diversity of the people he encountered there, and he was struck by the fact that everyone was treated equally, regardless of race or religion. He was also deeply moved by the spiritual atmosphere of the city, and he felt a profound sense of peace and understanding. Malcolm X's experience in Mecca was a spiritual awakening for him. He realized that the divisions of race and religion that he had been taught to believe in were false, and he began to see the world in a new light. He also began to understand the power of love and unity, and he began to embrace the idea of racial harmony. He returned to the United States with a new outlook on life, and he began to preach a message of peace and understanding. Malcolm X's pilgrimage to Mecca was a pivotal moment in his life. It changed his views on race and religion, and it opened his eyes to the power of love and unity. He returned to the United States with a new understanding of the world, and he began to preach a message of peace and understanding. His pilgrimage to Mecca was a transformative experience that shaped the rest of his life. Main idea number 7. Malcolm X's assassination. Malcolm X was assassinated in 1965, likely by members of the Nation of Islam. Malcolm X was assassinated on February 21, 1965, in New York City. He was shot multiple times by three gunmen while giving a speech at the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem. The assassination was likely carried out by members of the Nation of Islam, a religious organization that Malcolm had recently left. His death was a shock to the nation and sparked a wave of mourning and outrage. Malcolm X was a prominent civil rights leader and advocate for black liberation. He was a powerful orator and a passionate advocate for the rights of African Americans. His assassination was a major blow to the civil rights movement and a reminder of the dangers of speaking out against racism and oppression. Malcolm X's legacy lives on today. He is remembered as a powerful voice for justice and equality, and his words and ideas continue to inspire people around the world. His assassination was a tragedy, but his legacy will continue to live on. Main idea number 8. Malcolm X's legacy. Malcolm X's legacy lives on in the form of his writings, speeches, and activism. He is remembered as a powerful and influential leader who fought for civil rights and racial equality. Malcolm X's legacy lives on in the form of his writings, speeches, and activism. He is remembered as a powerful and influential leader who fought for civil rights and racial equality. His autobiography, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, written by Alex Haley, is a testament to his life and his commitment to justice. In it, he recounts his journey from a troubled youth to a leader of the civil rights movement. He speaks of his struggles and his successes, and his unwavering commitment to justice and equality for all. His words and actions continue to inspire people around the world to fight for justice and equality. Malcolm X's legacy is also seen in the many organizations and initiatives that have been created in his name. The Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, for example, is a national organization that works to empower African Americans and other people of color through grassroots organizing and education. The Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Educational Center in New York City is a living memorial to his life and work. The center offers educational programs, lectures, and other activities to promote understanding of Malcolm X's life and legacy. Malcolm X's legacy is also seen in the many books, films, and other works of art that have been created in his honor. Spike Lee's film, Malcolm X, is a powerful and moving tribute to his life and work. The film was nominated for 2 Academy Awards and is widely considered to be one of the greatest films of all time. Other works of art, such as the musical X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, have also been created to honor his legacy. Malcolm X's legacy is one of courage, strength, and determination. He was a leader who fought for justice and equality for all people, regardless of race, gender, or religion. His words and actions continue to inspire people around the world to fight for justice and equality. His legacy will live on for generations to come. Main idea number 9. Malcolm X's impact on the civil rights movement. Malcolm X's activism and speeches had a profound impact on the civil rights movement. He was a powerful voice for change and helped to inspire a generation of activists. Malcolm X was a powerful voice for change during the civil rights movement. His speeches and activism inspired a generation of activists to fight for their rights and to stand up against injustice. He was a passionate advocate for African American rights and was unafraid to speak out against racism and oppression. He was a leader in the struggle for civil rights and helped to bring attention to the plight of African Americans in the United States. Malcolm X was a strong believer in the power of nonviolent protest and civil disobedience. He was a proponent of the Black Power movement and encouraged African Americans to take control of their own destiny. He was a fierce critic of the white power structure and was unafraid to challenge the status quo. He was a powerful advocate for African American rights and helped to bring attention to the plight of African Americans in the United States. Malcolm X's legacy lives on today. His speeches and activism continue to inspire people to fight for their rights and to stand up against injustice. He was a powerful voice for change and helped to bring attention to the plight of African Americans in the United States. His legacy will continue to inspire generations to come. Main idea number 10. Malcolm X's views on race. Malcolm X believed that racism was a systemic problem that needed to be addressed. He argued that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and fight for their rights. Malcolm X was a passionate advocate for the rights of African Americans. He believed that racism was a systemic problem that needed to be addressed. He argued that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and fight for their rights. He believed that the only way to achieve true equality was through self-determination and self-defense. He argued that African Americans should not rely on the government or white people to solve their problems, but should instead take matters into their own hands. Malcolm X also argued that African Americans should not be ashamed of their race or culture. He believed that African Americans should embrace their heritage and use it as a source of strength and pride. He argued that African Americans should not be ashamed of their skin color or their African roots, but should instead use them as a source of strength and pride. He also argued that African Americans should not be content with the status quo, but should instead strive for a better future. Malcolm X's views on race were revolutionary for his time. He argued that African Americans should not be content with the status quo, but should instead strive for a better future. He believed that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and fight for their rights. He argued that the only way to achieve true equality was through self-determination and self-defense. His views on race were revolutionary for his time and continue to inspire people today. Main idea number 11. Malcolm X's views on religion. Malcolm X believed that all religions should be respected and that people should be free to practice their faith without fear of persecution. Malcolm X was a strong advocate for religious freedom and tolerance. He believed that all religions should be respected and that people should be free to practice their faith without fear of persecution. He argued that religious differences should not be used to divide people, but rather to bring them together. He also argued that religion should be used to promote peace and understanding between people of different backgrounds. He believed that religion should be used to bring people closer to God and to help them find their own spiritual path. Malcolm X was also a strong advocate for self-determination and self-reliance. He argued that people should be free to practice their faith without interference from outside forces. He believed that people should be able to make their own decisions about their faith and should not be forced to follow the dictates of any one religion. He argued that people should be free to explore their own spiritual paths and to find their own answers to life's questions. Malcolm X's views on religion were shaped by his own experiences. He was raised in a Christian household, but later converted to Islam. He believed that all religions should be respected and that people should be free to practice their faith without fear of persecution. He argued that religious differences should not be used to divide people, but rather to bring them together. He also argued that religion should be used to promote peace and understanding between people of different backgrounds. Main idea number 12. Malcolm X's views on nonviolence. Malcolm X believed that nonviolence was not always the best approach to achieving civil rights. He argued that sometimes violence was necessary in order to achieve justice. Malcolm X was a strong advocate for civil rights, but he did not believe that nonviolence was always the best approach. He argued that sometimes violence was necessary in order to achieve justice. He believed that the civil rights movement should not be limited to peaceful protests, but should also include more militant tactics. He argued that the government had to be forced to make changes, and that peaceful protests alone would not be enough. He also argued that the civil rights movement should not be limited to the United States, but should be a global struggle for justice. Malcolm X believed that nonviolence was not always the most effective way to achieve civil rights. He argued that sometimes violence was necessary in order to make the government take notice and make changes. He believed that the civil rights movement should not be limited to peaceful protests, but should also include more militant tactics. He argued that the government had to be forced to make changes, and that peaceful protests alone would not be enough. Malcolm X also argued that the civil rights movement should not be limited to the United States, but should be a global struggle for justice. He believed that the civil rights movement should be a global struggle for justice, and that people should be willing to fight for their rights in whatever way necessary. He argued that the civil rights movement should be a global struggle for justice, and that people should be willing to fight for their rights in whatever way necessary. Main idea number 13. Malcolm X's views on education. Malcolm X believed that education was essential for African Americans to achieve equality. He argued that education was the key to unlocking the potential of African Americans. Malcolm X believed that education was essential for African Americans to achieve equality. He argued that education was the key to unlocking the potential of African Americans. He believed that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to fight for civil rights and to gain economic and political power. He argued that education was the only way to break the cycle of poverty and oppression that African Americans had been subjected to for centuries. Malcolm X also argued that education was the only way to gain the respect of white society. He believed that African Americans had to be educated in order to be taken seriously and to be seen as equals. He argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to compete in a white-dominated society. He argued that education was the only way to gain the respect of white society and to be seen as equals. Malcolm X also argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to fight for civil rights. He argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to fight for economic and political power. He argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to fight for social justice and equality. Malcolm X argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to create a better future for African Americans. He argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to create a better future for all people. He argued that education was the only way to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to create a better world. Main idea number 14. Malcolm X's views on capitalism. Malcolm X believed that capitalism was a system that was designed to keep African Americans in a state of poverty and oppression. Malcolm X was a fierce critic of capitalism. He believed that the system was designed to keep African Americans in a state of poverty and oppression. He argued that capitalism was a system that was designed to benefit the wealthy and powerful, while leaving the poor and powerless to suffer. He argued that the only way to break free from the cycle of poverty and oppression was to reject the capitalist system and create a new economic system that was based on equality and justice. Malcolm X argued that capitalism was a system that was designed to exploit African Americans and keep them in a state of poverty and oppression. He argued that the only way to break free from this cycle was to reject the capitalist system and create a new economic system that was based on equality and justice. He argued that African Americans should create their own economic system that was based on self-determination and self-sufficiency. He argued that African Americans should create their own businesses and industries, and that they should be able to control their own economic destiny. Malcolm X's views on capitalism were radical and controversial. He argued that capitalism was a system that was designed to keep African Americans in a state of poverty and oppression. He argued that the only way to break free from this cycle was to reject the capitalist system and create a new economic system that was based on equality and justice. He argued that African Americans should create their own economic system that was based on self-determination and self-sufficiency. His views on capitalism were revolutionary and inspiring, and they continue to influence African Americans today. Main idea number 15. Malcolm X's views on self-defense. Malcolm X believed that African Americans had the right to defend themselves against violence and oppression. He argued that self-defense was a necessary part of the struggle for civil rights. Malcolm X believed that African Americans had the right to defend themselves against violence and oppression. He argued that self-defense was a necessary part of the struggle for civil rights. He believed that African Americans should not rely on the government or the police to protect them, but should instead take matters into their own hands. He argued that African Americans should be prepared to use whatever means necessary to protect themselves and their families. Malcolm X argued that self-defense was a form of resistance against the oppressive forces of racism and white supremacy. He argued that African Americans should not be passive in the face of violence and oppression, but should instead fight back. He argued that African Americans should not be afraid to use violence if necessary, as long as it was in self-defense. He argued that African Americans should not be afraid to stand up for their rights and fight for justice. Malcolm X's views on self-defense were controversial, but they were also influential. His views helped to shape the civil rights movement and inspired many African Americans to take a stand against racism and oppression. His views on self-defense were a reminder that African Americans should not be afraid to fight for their rights and that they should be prepared to use whatever means necessary to protect themselves and their families. Main idea number 16. Malcolm X's views on black nationalism. Malcolm X believed that African Americans should strive for a separate nation where they could be free from racism and oppression. Malcolm X was a passionate advocate for black nationalism, a movement that sought to create a separate nation for African Americans. He believed that African Americans should strive for a separate nation where they could be free from racism and oppression. He argued that African Americans should not rely on the government or white people to bring about change, but instead should take control of their own destiny and create a nation of their own. He argued that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and culture, and should strive to create a nation that was based on their own values and beliefs. He also argued that African Americans should be willing to fight for their rights and freedom, and should not be afraid to use violence if necessary. Malcolm X believed that African Americans should be self-reliant and should strive to create a nation that was based on their own values and beliefs. He argued that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and culture, and should strive to create a nation that was based on their own values and beliefs. He also argued that African Americans should be willing to fight for their rights and freedom, and should not be afraid to use violence if necessary. He argued that African Americans should not rely on the government or white people to bring about change, but instead should take control of their own destiny and create a nation of their own. Malcolm X's views on black nationalism were controversial, but they were also influential. His ideas helped to inspire a new generation of African Americans to fight for their rights and freedom, and to create a nation of their own. His legacy continues to inspire people today, and his views on black nationalism remain an important part of the African American struggle for freedom and equality. Main idea number 17. Malcolm X's views on interracial relationships. Malcolm X believed that interracial relationships should be accepted and encouraged. He argued that love should not be limited by race. Malcolm X believed that interracial relationships should be accepted and encouraged. He argued that love should not be limited by race. He believed that people should be judged by their character and not by the color of their skin. He argued that people should be free to love whomever they choose, regardless of race. He also argued that interracial relationships could help to bridge the gap between different racial groups and create a more unified society. He believed that by allowing people to love freely, it would create a more tolerant and understanding society. Malcolm X also argued that interracial relationships could help to break down the barriers of racism and prejudice. He believed that by allowing people to love freely, it would create a more tolerant and understanding society. He argued that by allowing people to love freely, it would create a more unified society. He argued that by allowing people to love freely, it would create a more harmonious society. He argued that by allowing people to love freely, it would create a more peaceful society. Malcolm X believed that interracial relationships should be accepted and encouraged. He argued that love should not be limited by race. He argued that people should be free to love whomever they choose, regardless of race. He argued that interracial relationships could help to bridge the gap between different racial groups and create a more unified society. He argued that by allowing people to love freely, it would create a more tolerant and understanding society. Main idea number 18. Malcolm X's views on the media. Malcolm X believed that the media was biased against African Americans and was used to perpetuate racism. Malcolm X was highly critical of the media and its role in perpetuating racism. He believed that the media was biased against African Americans and was used to spread negative stereotypes and false information about them. He argued that the media was complicit in the oppression of African Americans and that it was used to keep them in a state of subjugation. He believed that the media was used to control the narrative and to keep African Americans from achieving true equality. Malcolm X argued that the media was used to create a false image of African Americans and to portray them in a negative light. He believed that the media was used to spread lies and misinformation about African Americans and to keep them from achieving true equality. He argued that the media was complicit in the oppression of African Americans and that it was used to keep them in a state of subjugation. He believed that the media was used to control the narrative and to keep African Americans from achieving true equality. Malcolm X argued that the media was used to create a false image of African Americans and to portray them in a negative light. He believed that the media was used to spread lies and misinformation about African Americans and to keep them from achieving true equality. He argued that the media was complicit in the oppression of African Americans and that it was used to keep them in a state of subjugation. He believed that the media was used to control the narrative and to keep African Americans from achieving true equality. Main idea number 19. Malcolm X's views on the United Nations. Malcolm X believed that the United Nations should be used to promote peace and justice around the world. Malcolm X had a strong belief in the power of the United Nations to promote peace and justice around the world. He believed that the United Nations should be used to bring about a better world, and that it should be used to help oppressed people everywhere. He argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are suffering from poverty, racism, and other forms of injustice. He also argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. Malcolm X argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. He believed that the United Nations should be used to help those who are suffering from poverty, racism, and other forms of injustice. He argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. He also argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. Malcolm X also argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. He believed that the United Nations should be used to help those who are suffering from poverty, racism, and other forms of injustice. He argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. He also argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. In conclusion, Malcolm X believed that the United Nations should be used to promote peace and justice around the world. He argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are suffering from poverty, racism, and other forms of injustice. He also argued that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. He believed that the United Nations should be used to help those who are struggling for freedom and self-determination. Main idea number 20. Malcolm X's views on the future. Malcolm X believed that African Americans could achieve equality and freedom if they worked together and fought for their rights. He argued that the future was in their hands. Malcolm X believed that African Americans could achieve equality and freedom if they worked together and fought for their rights. He argued that the future was in their hands, and that it was up to them to create a better future for themselves. He believed that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and culture, and should use it to empower themselves and fight for their rights. He also believed that African Americans should be willing to use any means necessary to achieve their goals, including self-defense. He argued that African Americans should not rely on the government or other institutions to bring about change, but should instead take matters into their own hands. Malcolm X also argued that African Americans should be willing to work with other groups in order to achieve their goals. He believed that African Americans should be willing to work with other minority groups, as well as with white people, in order to achieve their goals. He argued that African Americans should not be afraid to stand up for their rights, and should be willing to fight for them. He also argued that African Americans should be willing to use any means necessary to achieve their goals, including civil disobedience and other forms of protest. Malcolm X's views on the future of African Americans were revolutionary and inspiring. He argued that African Americans should be proud of their heritage and culture, and should use it to empower themselves and fight for their rights. He also argued that African Americans should be willing to work with other groups in order to achieve their goals, and should not be afraid to stand up for their rights. His views on the future of African Americans were inspiring and revolutionary, and continue to be relevant today.